I would like to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to give this talk here, which is going to be, as Greg just said, on well-fixed ideals generated in 1 degree. So we work over the polynomial ring over k in n variables, where k is a field of characteristic 0. For small n, we may use the letters a, b, c, d instead of x1, x2, x3, x4. All ideals in this talk would be monomial ideals. And as we saw last week, actually, as we had last week, every monomial ideal has a unique minimal set of monomial generators, which we will denote by g of phi in this talk. And let's recall the definition of a Borel fixed ideal. A Borel fixed ideal is an ideal that is fixed under the action of the group of the upper triangular matrices. So in particular, it's fixed under the action of the group of the diagonal matrices, so it has to be monomial. So Borel fixed ideal is a monomial ideal which satisfies this property. For any monomial in I, and for any variable xt that divides m, m times xs over xt is still in I for all s smaller than t. And it suffices to check this property for m in the minimal generating set of I. Okay? In particular, when a principal Borel fixed ideal is an ideal that just needs one monomial generator in the Borel sense. That is, it's the smallest Borel fixed ideal for which m is in G of I. Okay? As an example, I have the ideal with generators a squared, ab, b squared, ac, and bc, which is generated by bc. When I use this notation, I mean in the Borel sense. That's generated by bc in the Borel sense. So when I use a parenthesis, I include the elements of G of phi. Okay? A more important example is the powers of the maximal ideal, x1, x2, xn to the d, which, as we easily see, is generated by xn to the d in the Borel sense. As we probably know, a minimal free solution for Borel fixed ideals is already known, namely the Eliakovsky-Kerber resolution. So we're mostly interested in the connection between resolutions of monomial ideals and topology. That work was initiated by Baeyer, Sturmfels, and Thewe, where they introduced simplicial resolutions. In other words, free solutions that are supported on simplicial complexes. Then the work was continued by Baeyer and Sturmfels, where they introduced regular resolutions, in other words, free resolutions of monomial ideas supported on regular cell complexes. A prototype of a regular cell complex is a polyhedral cell complex. So we talk about polyhedral resolutions in between simplicial resolutions and regular resolutions. And in fact, the latest book of Miller and Sturmfels has cellular resolutions as polyhedral resolutions. That work, more progress was made in the work by Welcker and his students, Badges and Jolenbeck, where they introduced and studied the CW resolutions and the minimal free resolutions that are supported on CW complexes. And Jolenbeck and Welcker, in particular, asked whether CW resolutions are all you need. And Mauricio made progress on this, actually answered this question. And in a paper last year, he proved the necessity of CW resolutions and disproved its sufficiency, their sufficiency, by giving a large example of monomial ideals whose minimal free resolution cannot be supported on a CW complex. I should say that an example of a simplicial resolution of a cellular resolution is the full R minus 1 complex. Suppose I give the ideal generated by M1 up to MR, then the full R minus 1 simplex, sorry, with the vertices labeled by M1 and R is an example of simplicial resolution. And the full N minus 1 simplex with vertices x1 up to xn supports a minimum resolution of the maximal ideal. So let's see in more detail what cellular resolutions are. Okay. So we have a regular cell complex X, and we label its vertices with the monomial generators of phi, with the minimum monomial generators of phi. We know from topology that there is an incidence function defined on this regular cell complex. And we label each phase with the least common multiple of the labels of the vertices contained in that phase. Okay? The degree of each phase will be the exponent vector EMF, where MF is the label of that phase. And instead of, I think that it would be better to see an example of how we define a minimal free resolution. So let's take I to be the ideal A squared AB AC. So we draw a triangle, which has, we label the vertices V1, V2, and V3 by the monomial generators of I, A squared, AB, AC, and then we label each face of the triangle by the least common multiple of the labels of the vertices that it contains. For example, the first edge is labeled by A squared B, and so on. And how do we write down a resolution? Well, we start with 0 armored I, R. It has three vertices of degree 2, so we write this r cubed minus 2, the shift. It has three edges, so therefore we add r cubed. Each edge is of degree 3, therefore we add the shift minus 3. It has 1-2 cell, so of degree 4, so therefore this r to the 1 minus 4. Okay? And then we have to see how to define the map. Well, it has three vertices, V1, V2, V3, each one. V1 is mapped to A squared, V2 is mapped to AB, V3 is mapped to AC. And let's see how to define the maps for the edges and the face, the two cell. Oops, that's them. That's it. Well, D of E1 is the label of V2, which is A squared times B over AB, minus the label of E1, which is A squared B over A squared times E1, and so on. After we do the simplifications, we see where we map the E1, E2, and E3. I have the orientation of the two cells in the picture, okay? And it's easy to see that the incident numbers for the face are all all the same. I chose them to be plus 1 here, and we see that D of F with this choice is C times E1 plus A times E2 plus B times E3. And if we put all these together, we can write the minimum the free resolution of our complex. Okay? Note that this is the minimal resolution of R mod I because there is no known zero constant in the matrix. So more general, we have to define a subcomplex of X, the subcomplex on the vertices of X with degrees smaller or equal pre-sec B, for any vector B in Z to the N. So they are complex X pre-sec B. And Bayer and Stupas proved that this complex, F of X, is a minimal free resolution, is a free resolution of our ideal I, if and only if, for any vector B in Z to the N, the subcomplex X pre-sec B is a cyclic over K. A cyclic meaning it's either empty or it has reduced homology 0 over K. And then we call F of X the cellular resolution of I. When is F of X a minimal free resolution of I? Well, as we can see from the differentials, it's minimal whenever, for any two comparable faces, F prime contained in F, of the same degree, coincide. Because then you see in the differential, you don't get any non-zero element. By using discrete Morse theory, Bajis and Welker proved that the Liachov-Kerber resolution that I mentioned before as a minimal free resolution of Borel fixed ideals is actually a CW resolution. And as an example, they gave the Morse complex that supports the minimal free resolution for the powers of the maximal ideal, x1, x2, xn, to the d. Their work was generalized by the other student of Welker, Jolenberg, who constructed the Morse complex for any principal Borel fixed ideal. However, in either work, it's not clear whether the Morse complex that they construct is regular. So we pose the following natural question. Is there a regular cell complex that supports a minimal free resolution of a Borel fixed ideal? And we're going to answer it partially. We're going to answer this question for Borel fixed ideals generating in the same degree. So one way to do it is to read their paper and try to prove that the Morse complex that they construct is a regular cell complex. The other way is to start from scratch and try to construct one on your own. So by using Macaulay, we see that, let's take an easy example, ABC squared, the first non-trivial example in three variables. So by using Macaulay, you get this picture, which we're going to see many times today. But B squared AC, BC, C squared. By looking at their results, you get the following picture. A squared, AB, B squared. Well, they don't look so bad. I mean, well, we get one from the other by just flipping them. And let me show you the pictures for ABC cubed. They look similar. And both of them are regular cell complexes. I should mention here that we see that they're not simplicial complexes. And so on. But in four variables, if you move to ABCD cubed, they start looking different. That's the picture that you get from discrete Morse theory. Okay? You see that you have one tetrahedron on the left, one on the right, and you have like two free cells, one on top, one at the bottom. That's the picture that you get from Morse theory. And then you use Macaulay 2 to get an idea of how another cell complex will look like. And you get this picture, which I would like to call the good picture. It's not clear what's good picture, and it wasn't clear to me for a long time, but actually it is good. And you see that these two pictures start looking differently now. Later we're going to see the two pictures for ABCD cubed to appreciate them. Okay. So working toward our results. How do we start attacking these problems? Well, suppose that you have two monomial ideals, I and J, and you have two regular cell complexes, x and y, in some space r to the n. Okay, and you know that f of x is the Sayre resolution of phi, f of y is the Sayre resolution of j. Can you tell anything about the Sayre resolution of I plus j or the product of the two ideals I times j? And the answer is that in some cases we can, and it turns out to be that for those limited cases, those limited cases are enough for us at this point. Let's see the first case. The first basic lemma. The first basic lemma is about the sum of two ideals. So assume that you have two monomial ideals I and J, okay, in S, And we need two conditions about the minimal generators of the intersection I, intersect j, and g of I plus j, because of the labeling, okay? Because we have to label the cell complexes. Suppose that x and y are regular cell complexes in some space R to the n that support free resolutions of phi and minimal free resolutions of the ideals I and j respectively. And suppose that we also know that the intersection x intersect y supports the minimal free resolution of the intersection of the two monomial ideals I intersect j. Then the conclusion is that the union of the two cell complexes supports the minimal free resolution for the sum of the two ideals. So let's see an example that illustrates this. Remember I, which is generated by B times C, was the one example of a principal Borel fixed ideal. So let's see how we can study this more. Also, the triangle on the left was the example where we constructed the free resolution using the cell complex, the triangle. So we have the ideal A times ABC. Its minimal free resolution is supported on that triangle. We have the ideal, basically the product of these two ideals with generators AB, B squared, AC, and BC. Its minimal free resolution is supported on a second regular cell complex, is Y. We see that the intersection of the two regular cell complexes is another regular cell complex which supports the minimal free resolution for the intersection of the two ideals. So basically, we glue these together, and we get the resolution for I, which is the sum of these two ideals. Okay?